بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The leader's viewpoint on Imam Hussein's revolution and Ashura. The pain and suffering which Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his followers endured on the day of Ashura were too agonizing, and the harm which was inflicted was very serious. The life of Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam is more valuable than everything in the world. The pure and sacred lives of those followers of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and the lives of those youth and those members of Imam Hussein's household are not comparable to the life of other people. The bodies were covered in blood and dirt. They made sacrifices and they laid down their lives. The households of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Imam Ali alayhi salam were imprisoned. Those events are very tragic and very different to tolerate. But what was achieved on the day of Ashura was so great and glorious that it made it easy for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his followers, and his household to endure the sufferings. This has been narrated by prominent figures.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The Islamic Ummah should never forget the event of Ashura, which is a lesson and a source of guidance for us. Definitely, Islam is alive because of the event of Ashura and the efforts of Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam. And I am from Hussein. This narration means that Hussein alayhi salam continued the path of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he continued to promote Islam after him. If it had not been for the event of Ashura, and if these great sacrifices had not been made in the history of Islam, this valuable experience and this practical lesson would not have been bestowed on the Islamic Ummah, and Islam would have definitely deviated from its path, as many religions before Islam did, and nothing would have remained from it. The greatness of Ashura is because of this. Had it not been for Ashura, had this great sacrifice not been made in the history of Islam, had this lesson not been taught, and this experience not offered, Islam would have certainly suffered from deviation, like the religions before Islam had suffered from, and nothing would have remained of the truth of Islam and its luminosity.